My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's go full cheesy America. How about old Lee Greenwood? So let's go full cheesy American here. America, as they say. Man, that was a good day of that was a good day of Olympics.
It was a good day to be an American.
That was a good day to be proud to be an American. That's for sure. And we got to start, man. First of all, I said it going into yesterday that I thought that was going to be the gold medal game. We'll get to that in just a second. But LeBron. LeBron was a monster. Okay, yeah. So they were down 17. I think going into the fourth quarter, they were down 12. The Americans against Serbia and Nikola Jokic and it looked like it was going to be no way.
I thought they were done.
They were done.
I was just looking to see a dead body, man. Yeah. And I was a little sad to mm-hmm. be honest, because we talked about it, I want to say earlier this mm-hmm. week, how they should get back past yeah. Serbia, and you know.
Yeah.
And I was in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Because these guys be playing hard. This is their finals.
They played hard. They played really well. Steph hadn't really had a good Olympics.
Yeah.
He did yesterday. He had his whole Olympics yesterday. Durant has done his thing, talking trash too after the game, which is always good. But this is worth listening to. One of the best comebacks in U.S. Olympic history, as seen on NBC.
In game fouls. Feels like you got to go right at him. Unless Booker's open. For three! U.S. can tie or take the lead. Durant thought about it. James, the drive. James, the finish!
He just manned up on him.
Booker, James.
I'm in a pick and roll.
Oh, Curry for the lead! Oh, kaboom! Micic can't respond. James, the rebound. Looking to run. Booker and Durant with him. James. America put the country on his back. Micic, 6 seconds left. Micic got to have to hurry. Bogdanovic puts it up. Short. And the United States, trailing by as many as 17, back from underneath the grave, advance to the gold medal game.
Partner, were you worried?
Yeah, I was worried.
Yeah, definitely worried.
Yeah, I was worried. No doubt about it.
It's a lot to take from this, man. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of thoughts. First of all, Noah Eagle is a badass.
He's a beast, man.
I usually don't get into the commentator bag and, you know, say this person is great, this person not. That dude is really good, man. I think he's only, what, 27?
Yeah, capture the moment.
Dude, he's going to be around for the next 50 years, man. Yeah, that dude is a beast.
He is.
But that game was crazy, man. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there watching it real time. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I ended up taking a call while the game was on.
Oh, no.
To the point I stopped listening to the call. It was a very important call, too. I started looking at the game. I'm just like, oh, man. I'm pointing at my I'm like, you see that?
You're watching this.
Yeah, she don't even watch basketball.
Yeah.
But that was a great game, man. To me, that game reminded me of the 2016 one of the NBA Finals with the Cavs.
Yeah.
That last game, Steph Curry was looking like Kyrie Irving. And that's kind of weird saying
to
that.
To say that. He's not that type of player. Now,
he went off in that game. Yeah. And when he gave him the lead was like when Kyrie Irving gave the Cavs the lead against Golden State.
Yep.
And then LeBron came and, you know, had that monster layup.
I mean, LeBron is beyond a superstar, but it seems like he's even helping himself more.
Yeah,
in these Olympics, it's wild. And I gotta say, I said it before the game, I'll say it today. Even though France and Victor Wembanyama played pretty damn well, that's a wrap. They got the gold medal because they'll beat France.
Man, my thought was, I don't know if y'all saw Carmelo Anthony on the sideline. Whenever Kevin Durant went on the cross, the sauce, and then that mid range, he basically called out the play. He told Kevin Durant, "Yo, come up top." LeBron passed it to him, and then everybody get out the way, just move and go, KD, go, KD. Man, that was nuts, man.
Yeah,
nah, that was crazy. But yeah, man, that was it.
Was that a wrap?
I got a confession, man. Let me throw this confession out here. Watch this. I'm scared to say it's a wrap, man. I'm sorry. Look, we said it was a wrap for the last game before it played.
No, but I said if they win, I thought it would be a tough game.
Yeah.
I thought that's their toughest point. I will say Wemby is something special.
Yeah, look,
special.
Team USA kind of scared me, man. They were down 17. Yeah. I didn't think they were going to come back. I thought it was over. I'm scared to say it's a wrap.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Is that a wrap, Chris?
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's over, like Chris Carter said.
I hope I'm wrong.
It's over.
I hope I'm wrong, but man.
You know what is a wrap? I see you, Sydney. Oh, what do you say? That's what I said when I saw her running. But a back-to-back gold medals in the 400-meter hurdles, which is just a brutal, brutal event. Sydney McLaughlin Levine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Malcolm Lebroni on the far turn and she's trying to get past Bowl. Jasmine Johns here in the foreground. Coming out of the final 10, Sydney McLaughlin is clearly ahead of Femke Bowl. I'm going to give you a time to watch. 50.65 is the existing world record. Nobody has ever won 2 gold medals in this event, let alone back-to-back. Sydney McLaughlin Lebroni, it's a world record and back-to-back gold for Team USA.
is like,
she's a beast.
Awesome. Like, man, like just a monster on the track. And yes, it was a world record, 50.37. Like, to the point where, like, people that, you know how I feel about the Olympics. I watch them like crazy. I love track and field more than anything. But I had people that, like, my daughter, I didn't even know. She's like, are you watching this?
Man.
Like, she is just a monster.
It's been a, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It's been a lot of legendary moments in this Olympics for Team USA, man.
There really
is. It seemed like it's been a lot of records broken, a lot of standout stars.
Yeah.
That, I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but just...
But just like a dominating performance.
Just a lot of dominating performances, yes.
Yeah, it's been fun to write. That's what to watch. That's why, like, yesterday in particular is just worth just separating yesterday as a big, big, big day for as a fan. Now, Noah Lyles. So...
Oh, goodness.
Look, like, incredible photo finish to win the gold medal in the 100. And we found out later, and I'll say it now because you're gonna hear the 200, the end of the 200 here, tested positive for COVID 3 days ago now, 2 days before the race. Raced in the 200-meter final and still managed to win the bronze medal. Dude, I'm telling you, that had to have been, we've all, I don't know if Chris has, but you and I have had COVID. Like, 2 days in, 3 days in, you don't feel like moving.
I feel like I had it for a month.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like that crap changed my breathing for the...
Yeah.
Like, right now.
And he was wearing the mask. This was the end of the 200. Okay. So, like, there has to be some kind of official medal, unofficial medal, I should say, for what he did. But this was Noah Lyles talking about it.
Yeah, I woke up early, about 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and I just was feeling really horrible. And I knew it was more than just being sore from the 100, you know. Woke up the doctors, and we tested, and unfortunately it came up that I was positive for COVID. And, you know, my first thought was not to panic. You know, thinking, you know, I've been in worse situations. You know, I've run with, you know, worse conditions, I felt. And we just took it day by day, trying to hydrate as much, quarantined off. And I definitely say that it's taking its toll for sure, but I've never been more proud of myself for being able to come out here and getting a bronze medal, where last Olympics I was very disappointed, and this time I couldn't be more proud.
Look, man, and there's some people saying, like, because he probably shouldn't have come out the way he did. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's the part that rubbed me the wrong way. I'm just like, all right, guy, yeah. what are you doing,
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
But, nah, that take a lot of guts to, you know, just winning a bronze while sick, like, forget the COVID stuff, just being sick and under the weather, that takes a lot.
I get it because I've seen split screens of this is how he came out, you know, bouncing around, waving to the crowd. First of all, that's how he comes out for every race, but he probably shouldn't have done it in this one. And then the split screen afterward, like, that dude looked like he felt like he was gonna die, like he couldn't breathe. By the way, he also has asthma,
yeah,
and COVID. Yeah. And got the bronze medal. And he was, I mean, medical team went out to the track to try to take care of him. So I get it. Like, oh, he's putting on. No, he wasn't putting on any show. Like, yeah. That was a brutal, brutal effort. It was really good.
I will say I'm glad this happened in 2024 and not 2021.
Yeah.
Because it would have been some crazy headlines.
They would have been talking about canceling the Olympics.
Oh, my God, yeah.
How about he's wearing a mask, you know, the whole time backstage, comes out, and then when the medical personnel are coming, they're all up in his face and stuff. They're all going to get COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all going to get COVID.
Yeah, nah, I'm just glad it's 2024 now.
Yeah.
And, I guess it's not that big of a deal, but...
It's a big deal when you have it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, no doubt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.